We definitely have a thing for murals here in Tampa Bay, and that's what's good in Tampa Bay this morning. It's Ann Kelly. This morning, joined by Sarah Combs, the University Area CDC CEO Executive Director, to talk about their latest intervention called Paint the Town. Good morning, Dr. Combs. I'm excited to talk with you about this. This sounds fun, educational, and everybody's going to get something out of it, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is actually our 11th annual Paint the Town event, where we had nearly 300 volunteers come out and just spread love, hope, peace, and joy into the university area community, and completed 23 meaningful projects that, just beautified this community. And it was such a successful day. Within those 23 projects, we had 3 murals, actually. So that's a pretty high number for our projects to have 3 murals. And those are, one of the greatest projects to be able to do, because, it leaves such a lasting effect on the community. And those volunteers that get to participate in the murals, they walk away with, a smile, grin, and ear to ear from, being able to do this creative placemaking project that they know will last years and years.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I mentioned at the start, we love murals here in Tampa Bay, both sides of the bay. How did this project come about, and exactly how do you select the murals and the muralists?
Well, something that's really important that we found, especially in my, I've been with the organization for 12 years now, is creative placemaking is so incredibly important. And as we're really looking at building the community, whether it be, a park or a cultural campus or housing, we want to incorporate murals and art throughout the community. And so we've been doing that now for about 10 years, and we have nearly 20 murals that we've done throughout those 10 years. And what's so great about it is it really happens organically. We'll get a group of artists together to kind of talk about, what they'd like to see and what they'd like to do. We put that out to the community. The community then kind of gives them a theme or an idea of what that mural would look like. They work with the artist to come up with the actual rendering of what it will be. And then on that day, we bring the community out, volunteers, artists, and they all come together in unity to leave this beautiful, beautiful creative placemaking project behind.
I do like that, because there's room for everyone. You don't necessarily need to be an artist to get involved.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you the number of murals that we've done where volunteers have said, I can't do this. I've never painted. I've never did a mural. And then they walk away with this new sense of pride because that they, they learn that they can do anything. And, creating a mural is just one thing that they, were able to easily catch on. And it's not hard to do once you have a good instructor, and we always do.
Well, it sounds like you do. Who are some of the people that are involved?
Well, what's exciting is we've launched our Uptown Artists Collective just recently in the last couple of months, and trying to get that moving. And so we have a group of artists throughout the Bay Area that have come together to work on our murals. And so, our lead artist who's really helped us kind of form this artist collective is artist Junior Polo, and he has been amazing in really helping us bring this art to life. Some of the other artists that have helped have been Vivian, and we Vivian was helping with one of the other murals that we did over at the cultural campus, and she just did an amazing job. And so again, just bringing the artists together in a way that can really reflect the community and allowing them a canvas to paint on and show those, that expression. Our community just loves them, and they continue to ask for more, and we're going to keep painting them.
Well, I was going to ask you what you think this brings to the Community Development Corporation in the university area, but I think you just answered that question for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's so incredibly important to think of art, not as a last step, but almost built into the design of any project. And so that's really what we've done, is it's a design element that's thought of at the beginning and not at the end. And so as we're developing the community, whatever built design that we're working on, we're talking about art at the very beginning. And can this be a mural, or can we infuse some sort of a sculpture or a statue into it? Because it's just so incredibly important to be able to bring, the community forward in a way that they contributed. And, being able to use the arts as a method has helped us tremendously, being able to get that buyback from the community and allowing them to participate in construction projects and things of that nature where they wouldn't have necessarily done that before. But being able to bring in this art element, that's where they get to participate and really feel a sense of ownership.
How young are some of the artists or the volunteers that are joining you on this?
Oh, my goodness. I think we've had someone as young as 4 or 5.
Wow.
Yes, we have quite the spread of ages, artists from, you know, 4 to 5 all the way up to, we had someone that was in their 80s. So it's really, you know, inclusive and a great opportunity to be able to work with other artists, regardless of, you know, your age and your experience. We've had a lot of great opportunities to be able to kind of bring community together in that fashion.
What do you see for the future of Paint the Town? How will it grow even more?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we're looking to bring on even bigger and better projects next year. We're talking about hopefully trying to coordinate some sort of a project that involves a bigger creative placemaking project. Not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but we're already, you know, we had volunteers throwing out ideas this past Saturday. So we're hoping to do something big and even a bigger lasting effect on the community. So you'll have to come out for Paint the Town next year to see what that looks like.
I would love to. For someone that's listening right now and they're thinking, I would love to do this myself, where do they start with getting a hold of you or going to what site for more information?
Absolutely. It's as easy as going to our website, which is uacdc.org. And on that page, you can learn about all the different creative placemaking projects that we're doing, as well as community development, all of our different programs and services. And then you can click on that volunteer page, learn about the volunteer opportunities that are on that page. But most importantly, just reach out to us and have a conversation. We want to find out, you know, where your passion lies and how we can align your passion with what we have going on. And there's so many things that we're doing that we're sure that we can find a perfect fit for you.
Well, that's nice to know. Everybody can get involved. And again, listen to the podcast, pass it along, and make sure everybody knows how they can get involved. The podcast is online, WDUV.com, and on the app at 105.5 The Dove. Dr. Combs, thank you so much for your time. This is really an exciting project and looking forward to next year.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a blessed day.